Blog Talk Radio.
Radio ENT or Diva Spot ENT. We get in our 1 hour of spiritual feeding on, man, each and every day, Monday through Friday. We're going to be doing this for 1 hour. And how ironically, God is so good. Father God, just thank you for today, yesterday, and tomorrow, for just giving me a voice to rock out with you. And it's so wonderful how when I scheduled this show, I said, okay, I'm going to do it in the 9 a.m. because I'm on the West Coast, so that's 9 a.m. and I can wake up. But then I realized like two or three shows later that it'll be 12 p.m. on the West Coast. How good is it that I'm waking up with people and witnessing and rocking out with God at 9 a.m. on the West Coast, and then I'm having lunch on the East Coast? Like, God is so good, man, and you got to use your voice. God only asks you for 10% of your time, and 10% of 24 hours is 2 hours and some change. I'm starting off early with my 1 hour, and through the rest of the day, I will give him the victory because I got the victory of God. This week, we're going to be talking about friendships, and I definitely got to say, I got some good friends in my life. I got some good people who love me. I got some good people who support me. I got some good people who rock with me. And I got to give a shout-out to them. The first, I want to give a shout-out to my son, Makai Sherrod. I love you, baby. You are the best. He gets up every morning, and he says, Mommy, you doing your show this morning? And I say, yes, baby. He tell me I'm proud of him. He proud of me, and I'm proud of him. But I definitely want to give a shout-out to my boy Bowser over there in Brick City, man. He's the best. Want to give a shout-out to my girl Kima. Definitely want to give a shout-out to Miss Nira, Y-Dot, Feature Guru 100, Miss Katrina Lynn, been rocking with me. I want to give a big congratulations to Nala Renee. She just started her Mary Kay business, and she just got a recruit. So kudos to you, baby. Keep going. Definitely got to give a shout-out to the Sanity Girls, Colombian Princess, Cleveland Diva, How to Not Promotions. If you want to get your music rocking and you want to get it on How to Not, definitely go to How to Not Promo or either go to Future Guru 100 and follow him on Twitter. Got to give a shout-out to Drake Vicious. He is such, yo, that's another show, but shout-out to Drake Vicious and Pretty Lady Act. But we definitely going to get into this word this morning. I want you to call in at 347-850-1521. 347-850-1521, and just tell me what God has done for you, and just tell us and everybody how good He is. I definitely want to give a shout out to all the people on a live chat. I'm on a live chat too, y'all. So go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT and click on the live chat, and we'll get it in. So let me get into this word so I can get to the callers. And I just want to thank everybody that's tuning in right now for getting your spiritual feeding. So the question of the day is, what is, we're talking about friendship, but the question is, what does it really mean? You know, do you have a friend indeed? Do you really have a friend indeed? We're going to see today. I'm going to step y'all game up, and we're going to see today. The verse is coming out of Proverbs 27, chapter 27, verse 17. It says, iron sharpens iron, so as a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. Now, through the daily activities of my job, I always witness individuals fighting to save their lives through the legal system after they have been charged with destroying somebody else's life. Now, too many times their troubles, you know, start and stop with those who they have defined as a friend. Now, as friends, they often have a spoken or unspoken vow that they will be there for one another regardless of the situation. Now, we tend to walk ignorantly, believing the words of, you know, our friends when they say, you know, I got your back, you my homie, I'm going to hold you down. We believe them. You know, we believe that they really got our back. We really put faith in, like, yeah, this person got our back. But it is until trouble comes that they realize that every man is for himself. It ain't until the hard times come, until the hardship comes, till you realize, like, look, every man for themselves. This person I thought had my back ain't got my back. So what happens? You get left disappointed and frustrated, and then your blinders come off, and then you begin to realize that they never was there. And when the hard times and the tribulations came about. And the definition of friend was defined by the words that you lived on. We always say that we got a friend, we got a friend, we got a friend, and this is my friend, this is my homie. But, you know, it's not into troubles come along that you realize that that person is really not your friend. When you fall down, when you lose your job, when you're going through emotional strain, when you need some financial help, when you need assistance with your kids or whatever the case may be, let alone of some bread or some butter or sugar. You find out later, because some people do things just to be able to talk about you, but I definitely want to get your opinion on the situation, because a lot of times, you know, I see so many people fighting for their jobs and fighting for their lives in the legal system after they done destroyed somebody else's. I definitely want to get your opinion on this. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We're going to go ahead and open up the lines to 216-551. You're now live with Diva Spot Radio ENT. What's your name and where you calling from?
What's good? What's good, Ms. D? This your boy, Y Dot, coming calling to support the spiritual hour.
Hey, Y Dot, what's going on? I'm so glad to have you in the building. Good morning. Or should I say good afternoon? Because you on the east. Good afternoon,
good afternoon,
man.
Good afternoon. It is.
Wow, I'm just tickle, peak right now that Y Dot is in the building. Y Dot, we talking about this friends. I think it was Houdini friends. How many of us have them? We talking about this friend situation, man. A lot of people say, yo, this is my dog, this is my friend, this is my roadie. But it's not into hard times roll about and things start to go down and go haywire until they realize it's all everybody for themselves. What you think about that?
Friendship is a very, very funny thing from a human aspect. I learned just from dealing with past experiences that an individual that shares the same blood and bleed as you has flaw, which means to me it's great to have friends that you can depend on. It's really great. But it's almost like until you get into a certain situation, you're not going to really understand a friend, because all day we can have conversations to say, Ms. Diva K is the best individual in the world. I'll never betray you. You need anything. And that's so crazy, because what comes out of our mouths sometimes is poison and lies, because you may mean well through your thought process. You may mean well so you say all the right things. But when it comes down to the come down, like, you tend to back away from that word that you actually, you know what I'm saying, vowed to give that person. So I find my comfort in my friend, which is always going to be a friend in Christ. He has never left me at no given time. Even when I have stepped out and it seemed like I had left him, he still has said, I have your back no matter what. You know, it's just like the scripture in Proverbs from 17:9. I think it says, he who covers and forgives an offense seeks love, but he that repeats or harps on the matter separates even closer due to friendship. So that's how I look at the friendship situation. It's a great thing to have friends.
And that's definitely a good way to look at the whole situation as far as a friend. You know, you want to get to the point that you can start evaluating your friends through what God's definition is. And you're so right about that, Y Dot, when you said God, you always have a friend in God and in Jesus. You can leave him, you can forsake him, and you know I know I have forsake the God of my understanding over being emotionally all jacked up and going against him. You know, I told God at a time, you know, after my son's father passed away, God rest his soul, shout out to David Sherrod. He was the best thing in the world to me, the best thing moving, so kind, so caring, so loving. Love God, took care of his son, you know, stayed by the side with what I consider a real man. He was there in the hard times. Like, he was really a friend. Even when we was in the shelter, he was still there. He never turned his nose up and never forsaken us. We worked all the way through it. But, you know, after he drowned in Coney Island in front of me, we went out to a family trip, and he ended up drowning. You know, I was saying to God, you know, you took him from me. How could you take him from me? How could you take my joy? How could you do something like this? You want me to be unhappy. You know, how could you put me in a situation? You took me from having a great family, working and going to school just as well as my son's father, working two jobs. We about to get buy a house in Bayonne. To me losing him and moving into the Spires, the projects in Newark, New Jersey, I have forsaken him. I have turned my back. I went deep in the world. This wonderful God never forsake me. Just imagine if he would have gave up on me right then and there. Just imagine if he would have just said, you know what, who you think you talking to like that? But he forgave me. He gave me an opportunity to repent, and he forgave me. And everything that I lost, I have it back in 15-fold. I live in a good state. I live good neighborhood. I have a good man. My son has always been well. He's taken care of. God is so good. And now I'm here rocking out with the Lord. It's so, you got to rock out with the Lord, y'all. And I know y'all are having y'all breakfast this morning. I know y'all are having y'all lunch this morning. And I have to stress it, get you a personal Bible. Every time you put a piece of food in your mouth, you should be feeding yourself spiritually. It doesn't matter if you're reading a scripture or what is it, the Daily Bread. It's
a little
book.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Daily
bread. Yeah, you're right. That's right. And you're right. And not only get your Bible, but I would say read your Bible. Your Bible gives you strength. Your Bible gives you courage. It gives you all the things you need to get through your trials and tribulations through an everyday basis.
This is why your Bible is here.
This is what your Bible is for. And it's one thing to have a Bible, because I think everyone can say, I have a Bible at home, but it means nothing if you don't apply yourself in your Bible and let the word that's in the Bible apply to your daily life.
And it's like if a lot of people say, you know, Wydot and Diva Mary Kay, I have a Bible, but, you know, sometimes I don't understand what's going on in the Bible. I don't understand what it's talking about. And I was one of them people, you know, I didn't understand thou shalt this and thou shalt that. You know, I ain't the best speller, but I'm a good reader. But it's some of the things that I couldn't comprehend. So, you know, they even got it to the point, and I giggle when I say this, it's the Bible for dummies. They got but you want to get you a personal Bible. God has blessed me, and the only reason why I can say that I have this, my Bible, it says Women of Color Devotional Bible. And you can Google this, and you can find it at any Barnes and Nobles. But you have to get a Bible that relates to you. You got to get, this is a good Bible, because it's weekly. It's Monday through Friday, and it starts off with a scripture. It has a short story, an application, and a prayer. This woman's devotional Bible taught me how to pray. You know, if you're not getting what it is in the King James Version or the traditional Bible, get you a personal Bible that has some activities in it. You know, you can go to any Christian bookstore. You can go to Barnes and Noble. That's a nice activity for you to do, you know, to go in there and, you know, they got the coffee, or you can take your child with you and sit down and just skim through. Take a day off. If you go into the mall to get shoes and clothes anyway, why not stop by Barnes and Noble or any type of bookstore and look through the type of books and Bibles, because there's so many different versions. You can learn. You can learn and understand the Word of God. You can apply it to yourself, but you have to go and get it. And it's so important that, and I learned that in this Bible right here, Wydot. I wasn't, you know, and I have to let people know, you know, I'm not perfect, but I am blessed. But I took it upon myself to say, you know, I'm going to get some spiritual feed. And I had this Bible for 2 years running in the streets before I decided to really pick it up. It had to get to the point that God had to break me down to my last. I had to end up in a shelter with my son. You know, I had a whole house, and I was giving the money to the landlord, and come to find out he wasn't paying the mortgage. He wasn't paying the water. The water ended up getting cut off. And I had to leave that house, only take bags of clothes or the stuff that I can use, to go to this women's shelter, to go to this family shelter. I still had a house full of stuff, and I was idolizing the house full of stuff. I was idolizing my materialistic things. And so many times we get caught up in idolizing and worshiping, you know, materialistic things and materialistic people, and then it has to get to the point, yeah, the world. And God be looking like, oh, yeah, that's how you feel? That's how we doing it in the streets now? Well, let me show you who is so powerful and who is so mighty. You know, even when God is just go ahead, wide down. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, and your testimony, that's a testimony within itself. People, I think we as an individual, as a whole, have to understand. Some people believe in what they believe in. I believe in what I believe in, and it's not for me to tell you what's not right and what's wrong, but it is for me to educate you of my God, because He has asked me to do so. I went to church yesterday, and I just got the most blessed scripture ever. Walking in the integrity of your best friend, which is God. God's supposed to always be your best friend. We're supposed to walk in His integrity. When you walk in His integrity, you don't have an issue. You have a successful, prosperous life like Mary Kay has. You live and you see the enjoyment and the fulfillment of life. You don't really see the individuals that's walking in prosperity and walking in the image of God having trouble. Everyone has troubles, but their troubles are different. They're different troubles. They're not the average troubles that your rent's behind, you getting evicted, lights out, finances is bad. Their troubles are different. They're challenged in different places in their life. So I just think it's, you know, everyone has a testimony. No love is greater than the love of God, and no sacrifice. No friend on this planet, on this earth, will ever sacrifice his life and go on the cross for the sake of your sin. That's the biggest sacrifice in life.
And you definitely right about that. You definitely right about that. Got to give a shout-out to the 216, the 614, the 323 tuning in live. We talking about friendship on today. We talking about, you know, we're going to be talking about this all week, this whole friendship. So many times, you know, people go through life and through the legal system fighting to, you know, to save their lives when they have destroyed somebody else's life. And so many times we put ignorantly walking and saying, you know, this is my friend. And if a person tell you that they got your back, you know, we going to break it down a little bit as far as the person saying they have your back. But this friends thing, do you really have friends? You know, if a friend is somebody that's always going to be able to be there for you. And another thing, a friend will hurt you with the truth. A friend will hurt you with the truth. And you got to understand that. And the most important friend to have is God, is Jesus. It's so important for we getting our spiritual feed on today. We talking about friendship, because so many times we put our trust in our worldly friends and we forget about our heavenly best friend. God will bring out the best in you. If you know God brought out the best in you, call in at 347-850-1521, 347-850-1521, and also check in on the live chat with me. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT, getting your one-hour spiritual feed on. Let's go.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one.
Hey! He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
could only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walked you off, said he would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
could only see the worst.
You know. tell you one more thing. Listen to me. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I mean. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine, and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT, and we are getting our 1 hour spiritual feeding on. I love that song. I love it when he says, he's mine and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. And that's the we're talking about friendship on today, and it's so, I'm so thankful that song, I mean, it just does something to me to know that I'm God and God is mine. He's my friend no matter what I did, no matter what my past is, no matter what my future is, I'm still his, and it's just so great. And so many times, you know, we put our faith and, you know, our trust into we calling people our friends, and they're not really your friends at the end of the day. And we're going to show you how to evaluate the situation, but I definitely want to give a shout-out to the 614, the 323s in the building. I'm definitely thank y'all for tuning in, but I definitely want to open up the line to 614-209. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in to the Spiritual Feeding. Who's this and where you calling from?
Hi, Diva. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, this is Sporta Love of aka Nikita from the 614.
Hey.
Hey, honey. I'm calling in just to give you all the acknowledgement in the world, but God is really good. When you talk about friends, it's funny because we're in a legal situation right now, me and my teenager. And I tell him all the time, these are not your friends, because your friends will never lead you astray. You understand what I'm saying? They'll never have you out here doing things that don't even make sense. And then when somebody gets in trouble, it's every man for themselves.
And I tell them all the time,
like, they're not your friends. And be careful who you call your friends, because your friends really are disguised as your enemy, you know, trying to bring you down.
Say that, mama. Say that, and you know, God bless you for definitely tuning in, and thank you so much for tuning in, and you're so right. Your friends, you know, I'm gonna tell you what a friend is and what God says a friend is. Now, knowing what a friend should be and the first step to determine whether or not you have one, to know what a friend is or should be, you got to go to the Bible to see God's definition. God tells us that a friend is one who acts as your intercessor when you are surrounded by trouble. This is a person, when you're in trouble, they come and they interfere in the midst of all the mess going on. You know, a friend is somebody who is always there for you during the good times and the bad times. They don't care if this person don't like you or that crowd of people say you don't fit in. They there with you through the good, the bad, the ugly, and the unnecessary. Also, a friend will stick closer to you than a brother. It don't matter. If we got in trouble, I'm going to stick close to you like a brother. If you got in trouble and I was with you, we in trouble together. We're going to work this out together. And we can't forget that a friend is going to hurt you with the truth, telling you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. You know, and we all can get this. And for my youth, it's so many times my brother, prime example, short story, he was 17 years old, and he was with his homie. You know, around that time my mother had passed away, whatever, but he started hanging around the homies or whatever the case may be. Him and another guy went out to Jersey City to go see some chicks. His friend decided that he wanted to hook off on this Puerto Rican boy and steal his radio. That's back in the day when we used to carry radios. He wanted to take his radio, his bubble radio. And where they did it at was in Journal Square. This is a place where all the buses and, you know, it's police around there. They end up locking them up. Do you know that my brother and the boy got charged with strong-arm robbery? That's 5 years. That boy was 17 years old at that time. He did what? 5 years. 5 years. Youth, y'all need to listen. I had to get quiet for a second. Youth, y'all need to listen, babies. Listen to this. If your friend is out doing something that they ain't got no business doing, if they stealing cars, if they breaking in people's houses, if they jumping on people, if they stealing from the mall, you don't want to ride with them, because I'm going to tell you what happened. When they went up to do them 5 years, you know his friend, his homie went against him. He was trying to save his own butt. And if your friend get down like that, like, you know, what type of swag do they really have to be stealing? I'm not going to rock with nobody that steals. I'm not going to rock with nobody that steals cars. If your friend is doing something wrong or a group of people is doing something wrong, do yourself a favor and count the years behind it. Look up the charge for that. Y'all so smart. I understand y'all know everything, and you know you at the time when you were a teenager, you got your heart on your chest or whatever the case may be. You a grown man, you a grown woman. You know what's going on out in these streets, right? So do us mothers and fathers and aunts and grandmothers a favor, and when you see somebody stealing, take the time out to get on the internet before you go Twitter and Facebook and in MySpace and look up the charge and how much time you can get behind that. That's real right there. Because when you're in that cell by yourself, mama can't protect you. Mama can't protect you from them dudes jumping on your butt. Mama can't say to the correctional guard, they're going to tell you when to get up. They're going to tell you when to use the bathroom. They're going to you're going to be locked down for an hour. You're going to be locked down for 23 hours, and they're going to let you out for 1 hour to do some punk recreational. I love my youth, and I'm not yelling at you. I may sound strong about it, but I'm a mother. I got an 8-year-old. We ain't got time to be chasing you around and whooping y'all and disciplining y'all and putting y'all on punishment. And ain't nobody got no money to send you across the world to somebody else's house so you can do the same thing over there. We can't point the finger at you because there's always three fingers pointing back at ourselves, youth. We've been there. I done seen friends get jumped. I done been in a situation where I done jumped people. I done been in stolen cars. I done stole out the mall. I've been where you been. Y'all ain't doing nothing that we ain't did before. And it's crazy about it that our elders was telling us, you ain't doing nothing that I ain't never did before, but it was only by the grace of God that I didn't get no time. Because you can't. And drugs, I left out this, and I'm not going to elaborate on it too much because I love my youth. I'll go on forever. But with this hustling and these guns and these gangs, all three of those only lead to death, baby. And all they're going to do is put you on a T-shirt. Some of your friends can't even afford to put you on a T-shirt. Let's be real. Some of your friends can't afford a $20 to put you on a T-shirt. It's crazy that when you go on, your friends are spending $20 to put you on a T-shirt, but they wouldn't give you $20 when you was here. Be clear. Ain't nobody got time. We not going to chase you around. Y'all get to the stage, and, you know, y'all decide that y'all heads want to spin around. You don't want to come in the house when you're supposed to. You don't want to help clean up the house. You don't want to do what you're supposed to do. Guess when you turn 18 and they kick you out and you're on your own. The only thing that we have to do for you as parents is pray and provide for you. When you disrespect the home, the only thing we got to do is pray for you. That's real. Father God, I pray over Nikita's situation right now. I pray over her son. I pray over her house. I pray that no weapons formed against them shall not prosper, shall not work. I pray when they go in that courtroom that he gets some mercy. Some mercy, Lord. And this be a wake-up call. That whatever legal situation that you was in and that you're going towards now, it could have been one of two things. It could have took your life. And you can be going to jail for a long, long, long time. Be clear. We love you. We need you. We need you to survive. I need you. I ain't got to know you to need you. I need you to be the best person that you can be because I got an 8-year-old that's going to most likely see you somewhere up in the world doing your thing, giving God the glory, going to school, getting your education, running your own business. I need you to survive so he can be able to survive too. It ain't just about you.
Amen.
I want to bring Wydot in. Wydot, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Wydot is such a great person. I call Wydot a king of a humble land. That's what I call him. His music is tough. He's a man of God. You know, he over there, he doing his thing, but he still give God the glory no matter what. And I just have to say, you know, just say a couple of things for the youth, you know, because I'm going to get into the second part of this. But I just want you to, you know, from your experience, because we got a mother on the line and she go hard. She's taking care of business. She's taking care of her kids. She's so intelligent with spoken word. When we always got kids that don't understand. We're not saying that they bad children, but they don't understand and they get caught up in the hype.
You know what? That's true. I had a dinner with my pastor last night. It's such a blessing to be able to have a dinner for my pastor to come over to my home and dinner with me. That's such a privilege. But what we talked about was very interesting with the youth because we're two generations behind. Everything has a recycle. The entire world is a recycle. But think about everything that's going on now. Every like the way we dress, they dress now from the 60s and the 70s. You know, like, and individuals that's of age, that's the two generations before myself, they look down upon it, but they look down upon it because, I mean, they dressed like that back then. You know what I'm saying? They dressed like that in the 60s and the 70s. The way that they behave was, you know what I'm saying, in the same era of how we behave. It's not that the youth is just so corrupted. It's not that they're corrupted. It's just they're misguided. There's no balance. There's no structure. Without structure, you really don't have you don't have a foundation. So when you don't, they're not actually, to believe it or not, they're not even being taught religion. I mean, they're not being taught about God. They're not being, not alone, religion. So if you ain't getting taught about religion, not alone is you getting taught about respect. Now, I do shout out to the individuals and the parents that do take that time out to raise their children the way that they're supposed to be raised, as myself was raised, as you were raised. But the youth just have to understand this is not, nothing is given to you for free. So everything that you get in life, you have to work hard for. No one's going to give you a pat on the back for being an asshole. No one's going to give you that. But they are going to give you a pat on the back in a prison, in a morgue, and negative situations for being an asshole or not being a responsible individual. But I do also take that, I place blame on individuals who don't take the time out to show to you, who just look at them and shake their head and say, oh, my God. I mean, I do take that. I place some blame on individuals, but we as a people as a whole have to understand, man, the youth is the future. I mean, we are our prime right now. The next president is coming out of the next two generations.
You know what? You're definitely right about that. The youth is our future. You know, it's so important that we encourage our youth. At 323, I see you on the line. We need to encourage our youth. It's so important because if we encourage our youth when we see them and when we see them doing good, even when we see them doing something bad, we got to encourage our youth. You know, I definitely got to give shout out because Brick City is in the building right now. I definitely want to give shout out to all those because we see it in Brick City. We see it everywhere. We talking about friendship, man. A real friend, you know, you got to, if you saying that you got a friend, you need to really examine your friend. Your friend should be by the characters of God. And it says just like this, and I'm about to get to 323-532 in a second. It says, this is how you know if you got a friend. Right here. Right in Job 16, chapter 16, verse 20. It says, a friend is always there for you, doing good times and bad times. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 17 says, will stick close to you like a brother. Proverbs 18:24 says, will hurt you with the truth, telling you what you need to hear and not what you want to hear. Proverbs 27:6 says, a good friend, a real friend, will bring out the best in you. I got to say that. A good friend, Proverbs 27, chapter 27, verse 6, will bring out the best in you. And last but not least, Proverbs 27:17 says, a good friend is there to help you up when you are knocked down by the storms of life. Can y'all hear that? By the storms of life. Not by nobody else, by life. It's letting you know that life's happening. A lot of us, we're going to turn around and look at our friends. And y'all can archive this show after it's over by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. And check me out on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/DivaMaryK. I'm going to put all the scriptures up there. Let me open up the line to 323-532. What's going on, Mama?
Yo, what's going on? It's Mike Mitch.
Mike Mitch, how you doing?
I'm doing just great. How's everything?
I mean, more blessings on a day. I got to give you a round of applause. I'm so surprised that you called in and so thankful that you're here, man.
Definitely. I rock with you for sure. I like the way you get down. and everything you're speaking on is definitely the truth, man. Like you, I got an advocate for the youth, you know what I'm saying? I got a burden for souls, and when it deals with the youth, you know, I'm the oldest out of, like, five. So I definitely encourage all my little brothers and sisters, nieces and nephews, you know, to go ahead and make sure they, you know, don't really follow me, but the example that I put out there, you know what I'm saying? Like, I try to teach them the right way instead of just being out here just misguided, you know what I'm saying, with no direction. Because if you have no direction, you don't know where you're headed. You're going to be just going for anything, and you're just going to be all over the place, and you're not going to be stable, you know what I'm saying? So you want to be diligent in what you do. You want to make sure that your mind is made up and where you're going. Make sure that where you're going is heading in the right direction. And once that, you can get people, you can teach people, you know what I'm saying, that they can see your good works, you know what I'm saying, know that you're going in the right direction, and that they should feel good to follow you, you know what I mean? Like if Jesus wasn't worthy of being followed, he would never have 12 disciples, and we wouldn't be, you know, if he wasn't worthy of that, you know what I mean? So he had to be doing something right. For people to be like, oh, okay, this is something different. I never seen this. That's why he said, what kind of manner of man is this? You know what I'm saying? We didn't ever seen nothing like this before. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like you said, life happens. And when you got friends, and I tell my little brother all the time, you know, your friends don't always have you in your best interest. You know what I'm saying? People are just going to be, you know, out for themselves. So I tell my brother, like, man, make sure, you know, you got those that's around you that's like-minded. You know what I'm saying? You can't be one wanting to do one thing and then your homie wanting to do the other thing. Y'all ain't gonna coexist together. It's not gonna work. You know what I'm saying? Because somebody gonna get a little jealous or whatever the case may be, and then they gonna, you know, start bumping heads, and they gonna try to do something to start your game up. You know what I'm saying? Try to discourage you. So especially if you're doing something positive. People always want to make sure, you know what I'm saying, you ain't, oh, he's trying to do something positive. They envious of that. They jealous of that because they ain't got the guidance to make help them do something. Yeah, you know what I'm saying, to do that. So when they see somebody doing something out of the norm of what they folks is doing, oh, okay, he think he better than us. You know what I'm saying? He think what he doing is going to really pop off. Nah, we're going to stop that. You know what I mean? So you got to get people in your corner.
Right this track.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So they offer you drink. They offer you, you know what I'm saying, weed. This and that, they're 15 years old. And okay, let me just go ahead and stop your way of thinking right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And the battle is in the mind. And if you, you know what I'm saying, the Bible says if you believe in your heart, that's so you are. You know what I'm saying? That's what you are. And if you don't believe that you're going to be something, you're not going to be nothing. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't going to be nothing.
You
right about that. You right about that. And, you know, I just want to throw this in. Be careful of the ones that get you high because they'll watch you die. Word up. Y'all think I ain't got no haters? Y'all think I ain't got people from my past talking about what Diva Mary Kay, what Ebony B? Was she on some spiritual-ish now? Oh, she doing a spiritual show?
Yeah.
Was she all holier than thou now?
I remember when she used to do this.
I remember when she used to do this. I remember when she was the diva with the pumps. I remember when she was out there. I remember when she was in the shelter.
Yeah.
She ain't nothing. I remember when she used to be getting high with us. She ain't nothing.
Right.
I remember when she used to be getting smoked out and drinked out with us. She ain't nothing. Oh, now she want to give her life over to God. How crazy is that? That people, and it's that peer pressure, Mitch. It's that peer pressure. We gonna get friends, and not even just as teenagers. We get it as adults too.
Right.
But like you said, it's in the mind. It's in the mind. Your faith and your faith, baby. Your faith has to be stronger than your will. I didn't get here. I didn't get my own show. I'm not rocking with people. Come on now. I got Mission Jazzy Management in the building. I got Wide Eye in the building. I got Brick City in the building. I got Nakima in the building. Like, they doing their thing. These are people with power behind them. I didn't get here by saying, you know, well, you right, man. I shouldn't do that show. You know, I shouldn't, you know, I shouldn't, this should be in your room. I shouldn't, you know, do this spiritual show. And, you know, I shouldn't witness and tell people my experience and what I've been through. I shouldn't let people know that I was idolizing the material things. I shouldn't let people know that I was just putting some Bibles before the Lord. I shouldn't tell people that, you know, it got to the point that I was giving my rent to the landlord. He wasn't paying the mortgage. The water got cut off, and I had to go to a shelter with my son. And that's where I started to get deeper into the world. I shouldn't tell people that God had to break me down to lift me up. Don't let your friends kill you, because they're going to kill you. And again, I said this before. I said, yo, your friends will watch you. They'll set you up because they're jealous of you. You know, then they'll try to get a whole peanut gallery to go against you. You know, they get some more people, like, go behind your back. Like, you know what? I don't mess with Mitch like that no more. Don't mess with him. He crooked. He ain't even down with the movement, man. He on some BS. But you can't listen to what one person say. They can be mad because Mitch doing his thing. He on the plane every other day, and they still getting on the bus. I would rather rock with Mitch that's getting on the plane than rock with you getting on the bus.
Real talk.
That's definitely real talk there, and we got to start. It's important for us to first keep God first, man.
Okay.
Feed yourself spiritually before you put a piece of food in your mouth. Don't sip that tea. Don't sip that coffee. Don't eat that breakfast burrito. Read you a scripture. Feed that spirit first, because we have talked about it, Mitch, on the show before, like how you wake up in the morning and the devil was standing right outside your door flipping a coin with his cowboy boots on.
Yeah. And somebody so cold,
laughing.
He right there in the bed with you. You know what I'm saying? He's so cold.
Say it.
Say right
it,
man. He's right there in the bed with you. As soon as you open your eyes, he's like, dang.
Go ahead.
For real. No, just a person be right there next to you, man. Just don't want to see you prosper. Same person in your house, man. You know, like Bible say, man. I can get more love out of my own home than I would inside of it. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
And that's backwards. You know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
Especially if charity begins at home and then spreads abroad, I should be getting love where I'm from, where I'm at, who pretty much, you know, invested in me and took their time to mold me and make me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I should be getting major love from that. When they see their investment prosper and grow, then it's a problem. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
And that's why so much, you know, animosity in certain, whether you from the West or from the South, from the East, you know what I mean? And animosity is right there in the home. You know what I'm saying? Like the West Coast, when we talk about this music thing, you know, we feel that we ain't getting no love. Especially from inside
like,
our own city. You know what I mean?
I definitely like what you said about, you know, it could be right in your bed, because your mate, believe it or not, a lot of us say, you know, our mate, that's my best friend. My wife, she my best friend. My husband, he my best friend. And they can be envious and jealous of you. They can be the one that's trying to bring you down. So you got to, first of all, put your trust. Your friend is Jesus. Your friend is God. Because your mate can easily get mad at you. People get divorced. People break up. Relationships break up. But one relationship that you can definitely know that will never break is the relationship of God. God will never forsake you. Look what he sacrificed for you. He gave his only son. I got one son. And right now I'm building myself up to have strength, because I'm telling y'all, I hope God don't come down. And this real talk right here. I hope God don't come down right now and say, Ebony, I need Makai to save the world. Y'all going to be in a world of damn trouble. And that's real. That's the honesty piece. I just pray, you know, I'm getting better with that. Him coming and asking me for my only son blood.
Right.
I think about it. You know, I think about it again. It's a 50-50 situation, but being that I have a divided heart, y'all still in trouble. What if God came and asked you for your child, your only child, your firstborn, the youngest one? And I definitely want to open the line back up to Nakiva. Nakiva, you hear me?
I'm here.
It's so important, and, you know, sister, I'm just glad that you called in and just talked about this whole legal situation that's going on with your child and behind the friend situation. And I hope that they listening and getting this education. This is food for thought. We feeding that spirit right now.
Amen.
But, you know, if God came down and asked you for your child, whether it's your youngest or your oldest, and asked him for the blood, is it in you? Would you say, yes, Lord, I'll give my child for this world?
You know, the political answer, you want to say you would say yes, but I'm like you, Ebony, the world will be in trouble. I got a Michael and a Makai, and I'm just like, no, not neither one of them. But I would love to say yes, but right now it would be no.
I know, that's right, and I definitely want to pose that same question to Wydot. Wydot, if God came down and said, you know, he said, I need your son or your daughter, I need all your kids. I need their blood. I need it for the world. Would you give them? Would you sacrifice them?
That's a very interesting question. I dedicate my entire existence to the Lord. If he was to ask that of me, I couldn't say no. Like, I mean, as hard as that would be, and I love all three of my daughters, Madison, Regina, and Ariana. But if that's what he asked of me, I couldn't say no, because I give him the utmost respect. I give him my life every day.
And with him being said that, you got to understand, he just didn't get into the Word of God. He was trained over years as a youngin', to be dedicated. And it's still a journey. You know, those who out there that's walking with God, don't despise the chastening of the Lord. I look at it like this. God been chasing me for 28 years, chasing me. Got his sneakers on, got his Nike hikes on. He been chasing me for 28 years. Now it's my turn to chase him. And the way that I don't despise it, because I learned the word of the Lord, y'all. God is so good that I just extended the show, because he's working right now. You're getting more than just an hour of spiritual feeding right now. Do y'all realize these people calling in because they love the Lord, they love God, they know God is good, and they got the victory, and they dropping jewels on y'all right now? See, they learning to feed themselves spiritually before they feed themselves physically. We be so caught up on these feelings and these emotions and how this person make me feel and how this drink make me feel and how these shoes make me feel. I mean, it was so crazy, Mitch, I have to say, because it's just so funny, because I'm still a shopaholic to a certain degree. But I remember one day I had like $60 left in my pocket. And it was for me to decide if I want to get a front lace or if I wanted to buy, if I needed to buy a bus card to get around for that month. Now, Pete Gang, the bus card was $45 and the front lace was $60. What do you think I went and bought back then and that day? I went and got that front lace. I went and spent my last dollar on a front lace wig, so I can walk around thinking I'm looking cute, idolizing the wrong things. And it's crazy, because all the front laces, all the boots, all the dresses, all the clothes, all the shoes that I bought, and when that water went off, I couldn't take none of that with me. But one thing that I was able to take with me, which was the most important thing, that women's Bible was always there right in my face. I had two bags of clothes and this woman's Bible and a food stamp card in a shelter. And the most valuable thing that I had in there was my life, first of all, my Bible, and my son, because they had provided the beds or whatever. They had a little kitchenette or whatever the case may be. But the most important thing, we got to start watching out what we worshiping, what we idolizing. You know, who we think that's doing it big, we look at some of our friends and we want what they got. You ain't got to want what they got, because God got something for you. And he not going to be able to give it to you he not going to be able to bless you with the gifts of blessings if you got a lot of junk in your suitcase. Take all that junk out your suitcases. Get rid of all that junk because you can't take it with you. God want to give you gifts of blessings, but he can't put those. He can't give you those blessings if your trunk is full of garbage because it's going to get, and there's no room for a blessing. If you already got your mind cloudy on, you know, oh, I'm going to rock out with my team today. We going strong. You know, I'm double Y. I'm homie crip over here, whatever the case may be. This my family. This my family. That ain't your family. That's not your family. They ain't never going to be your family. Y'all not even cut from the same cloth. Y'all ain't even cut from the same blood. That's not your family. It's in 1 Samuel 20, you know, we told of a story that epitomized the word of friend. Now, despite the risks involved and the disapproval of the friendship by some, David and Jonathan had a friendship like no other man. They truly had each other back. We need to read that. You need to go to Samuel 1, chapter 20. Read about David and Jonathan. Take the time out to look at your relationship with your friend. If you David and he Jonathan, if y'all have those characteristics, y'all rocking like them, y'all friends. You know, whom do you call a friend? Take a moment to think about your relationship now. Take a moment. Just take 1 second. I'll wait. Now, are your friends there for you during the times of trouble? Do they intercede for you, you know, when you're going through a storm of life, man? Have they brought something to the relationship that can help build your spiritual growth? Let's think about this. Do your friends pray with you? Do your friends talk about God? Instead of saying, you know, God is good. God know my heart. Thank you, Jesus. I had one friend one time was happy that she found a bag of weed and said, thank you, Lord. She said, thank you, Lord, for a bag of weed. That wasn't a blessing. That was the devil. If your friend brought something to the relationship spiritually, and if your friend comes in and intercedes for you, I mean, when I say intercede, I mean come in and step in through the storms of life. If you can say yes to that, then you need to praise God that he has allowed you to experience the true meaning of a friend. Some of us got good friends, but we ain't good friends. Yeah. I'm talking about you. Yeah, you. No, don't look around. Don't look around. No, you. Some of us got good friends, but we ain't good friends. We need to check up from the neck up. We need to go to Job 16:20. We need to holler at Proverbs 17:17, Proverbs 18:24, Proverbs 27:6, Proverbs 27:17, Ecclesiastes 4:10. It's gonna be on my Twitter. Soon as I get off the show, I'm putting it all up there. But we're talking about friendship on today, y'all. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And let us know what a real friend is all about. I want to hear if you've been being a good friend, because this is a wake-up for a lot of people. You can check in with me on a live chat, too. Shout out to Jamie, always on a live chat with me. I love you, Mama. That's a real friend. Jamie listens to each and every show. And the most important show that I have, you know, Frontline Friday, Step Your Game Up Saturdays, and look out for Diva Division because it's coming. But this is the most important show to me, the spiritual feeding. I can't give you nothing else if I can't give you knowledge. I wouldn't be a real friend. That's what real friends do. They give you knowledge. They witness with you. They pray for you. Do your friends pray for you? And let's think about it. And let's go this way. What are they praying for? Are they praying for your success? Are they praying for your downfall? Because word is born, I'm checking all my friends. Me getting this word in me and me, you know, feeding myself, I'm learning more. I don't know everything, y'all. Just because I got a show don't mean I know everything. But y'all don't know what God has done for me. You now tune in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT and Diva Spot ENT Radio. You can check me out on Twitter. comment on Twitter too. Follow me on Twitter, www.twitter.com. You don't know what the Lord has done for me. Go to follow me on Twitter. I forgot to say that, Diva Mary Kay. I'm so caught up. I'm caught up with the Lord. Definitely caught up. That's my everything. That's my everything. But y'all don't know what God has done for me, man. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We about to get into this music right here, and I'm going to get right back at y'all. Let's go, man. Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and we're getting the spiritual feeding on today. This show has been rocking so hard, and it's so good that I had to extend the time. That's crazy. God is working. We got about 21 minutes left on the show, but I had to extend the time. We was doing an hour feeding, and I had to extend it another 30 minutes because God is so good. I mean, wow. Why, doubt they don't know, baby. They don't
know.
They ain't ready.
It's such a blessing, though. It truly is.
I want to open up the hotlines. We got more callers calling in on the hotline, and they definitely want to tell us what God has done for them. And I know this person knows God is good to them. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now live in the building, 323-307. What's going on?
Hi, my name is Nicole, and I'm just
been listening to your show. This is my first time listening, but, you know, I got this, and this is something I needed to hear today. I just wanted to know if you could do a special prayer. You know, my mother is going through some things. You know, my brother, he's in jail for something he do. It's a trying time. You know, my other brother, he's going to jail soon, and, you know, she's stressed out, and the thing is that she hold everybody down and she provide for everybody so much, she forget about herself, you know, and it's like really hard on her, and she try to cover it up, and I know God is trying to help her, but it just seems like obstacle after obstacle keeps coming towards her. And, you know, we as children have our own, I mean, not children, but her kids, we have our own problems that we going through, and we try to cover up our problems to help her, and it's just like it's been a mess ever since the month of September. Things have just been going downhill, and I know that, like he said, trouble won't last long, so we try to stay strong, but it's so hard, you know, and I just think that maybe my whole family, including me and myself and my small little family, I have, you know, need a little prayer. I know he hears, and I know he's seeing what's going on, and he's working on it on his time. So I just want him to know that I acknowledge that, and I just want him to, you know, see it a little bit more, because, you know, we really need it right now.
Well, you know what, Nicole, I just thank you for calling in. I have to give you a round of applause now. I got to give you, oh my goodness, a round of applause go to you on today, Nicole, because you called in to pray over your family, and God definitely hear you, and we definitely pray over your family. Father God, just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for her being a wise woman. She knows in Proverbs 14:1, a wise woman build her house, but a foolish plucketh it down with her own hands. Father God, we need you I just pray over her mother and her family right now. I do understand what it has to mean to have a brother that's going to jail. Father God, we pray over the family right now that they will get the wisdom of you, and let no weapons formed against them shall not prosper, shall not work. For the mother that's receiving the stress behind her children, going in and out of jail, facing these adversities, Father God, I just ask that you work in her spirit right now. Let her let it all out and let it go and get honest with you, Lord. Only with you, Lord. Let her get honest with her situation with you, Lord, so she can be able to have the glory of the blessing that you give her every day. Father God, let the family understand that these weapons is formed against them because they have a calling. That family is strong, Lord. Let them know and let the family realize that their life has a purpose. No matter what you're going through right now, sister, brother, mother, aunt, cousin, the devil may be attacking you right now, but you got to keep on chasing the Lord. You got to keep on getting up and praying. We ain't perfect. We're not perfect, but you got to get up and keep keeping your head up toward the sky to the Lord. No matter if they're trying to throw some time at you, no matter if they keep knocking you down when you go up for parole, no matter if your kids keep going in and out making the wrong decisions, Lord, remove any burdens on them. Bless their house, Lord. Let them get up, and the first thing they do, no matter where they at, no matter if they in jail, no matter if they in the house, no matter if they waiting on this court date, let the first thing they do is wake up and give you the honor and the glory. Don't be ashamed, family. Don't be ashamed no matter what the crime is, no matter what they trying to charge you with, and you know you didn't do it. Brother, I know you. You know you didn't do it. Don't worry about that. Don't, because the judge does not have the final say-so over your life. You got to remember that. That judge ain't got no final say-so. No matter where they put you at, they can lock your body, but they can't lock your mind. And that's real talk right there. God is available to do all things. He's available to remove those burdens. He's available to remove and change that situation. You just got to let him. We can't keep trying to be Jesus Juniors. We're not Jesus Juniors. If you prayed and you gave it to the Lord, leave it with the Lord. Don't go back and touch it. It's hot now. You left your burdens and your cares and your worries with the Lord. You leave it there. You don't touch it because it's hot. God is cooking up something to change that situation. But let's learn from this. Our people, places, and things can destroy us. The devil come to steal, kill, and destroy. He here to destroy your family. The question is, if you going to let him, don't let the devil come and take your joy. Don't let him come and tear down your houses. Mothers, a wise woman build her house, but a foolish plucking it down with her own hands. Proverbs 14:1. Read it every day, every day. Even if you know the verse, get up, mama. Get up, daughter. Bring them kids in there with you. Tell them, I'm a wise woman. I rise early each and every morning. I rise early because I know if I'm rising early with the Lord and I'm putting him first, everything is going to work out. Mama, don't worry about them kids. They grown. They grown. Let God take care of them. They need you to survive. They need you to survive, and the only way you can survive is if you take care of that heart, mama. Take care of that heart. Go to God and let him take care of that heart for you. Because you know and I know it's a sin to stress. I ain't going to say that we not going to stress, but you know and I know that it's a sin to stress, and God said he hear you. He said, I know you've been going through. I know you couldn't sleep last night. I know you ain't been eating how you supposed to be eating, but I need to nourish you. I need to bring that heart back to health because the heart is fire. And if you continue to let the mind, if you let the heart lie to the mind, it's going to kill you, mama. It's going to damage you. They need you here, all of them. But why not give it to the Lord and give it to him? Give it to him. Free yourself of that stress. Free yourself of that pain. God said he's here and he's always been through all them years, through all the stuff that you went through all the stuff that you lost, all the homes that you done lost, all the money that been taken from you, all the unnecessary time that you done spent day in and day out praying. He hear you. God said, I hear you. And I got a blessing coming for you. Right now, we in the harvest season. It's a harvest. It's September. It's the winter. Everything is dying out. It seems like the family is being torn apart. It seems like the money don't add up to the bills at the end of the day. The kids want to act crazy. The baby mamas, baby fathers want to act crazy. But we're in a harvest season. Take your harvest, mama. Plant your seed. Plant your seed now. And water it. Water it with the blessings and the word of the Lord. Water that seed with the word of the God. I promise you. He told me, he said it. You won't prosper. Don't worry about that. You got grandkids to worry about, baby. You got some seeds that he already planted and they growing. You ain't got to stop praying for your kids. But that seed that you planted a long time ago, it need more water. It need more word. It need the word of God. It need it. They need it right now because that's the only way it's going to grow. Don't worry about that legal system. Please. Don't worry about what the world is trying to form against your child. God got them. Can't nothing change that. You can't take from God. God has always been able. He performed miracles. I'm a witness. I'm a witness. Be thankful that you're here for your kids. My mother passed when I was 17. My grandmother turned around and died right behind her from losing a child. Children, understand. If you die and something happened to you, your mother or your father can die of a broken heart. I've seen it. I'm a witness. My grandmother died of a broken heart because her child died before her. Take a stand and do what you got to do. It don't matter if you drugging or if you bugging and you out here fooling and doodling, whatever that you want to do. It's all right. Take that stand. Take that stand right now. God ain't forsaking you. Did you know that you made in his image? Do you know how perfect you are no matter what you did, no matter where you're going? Don't despise the chastening of the Lord. And we got to think about how deep our faith is. Your faith has to be stronger than your will. Don't let troubles and trials come about and now you want to say, oh, Lord, oh, God, help me. Is your faith ankle deep? Is it knee deep? Is it head deep, or are you head over heels in love with the Lord? Right now, today, today, you can take the stand from today no matter what it is. Whatever your situation is, say, you know what, God, I'm going to let you handle it. Don't touch that pot because it's hot. Because once you say, God, please work this out for me and take care of this situation, he is on the job. And you got to be patient. Be patient. You ain't the only one that's going through. Your family ain't the only one that the devil was trying to kill and steal and destroy. But we got to pray together. Your sister Nicole, she called in today to get prayer over y'all because she know that the only thing that can change, the only thing that can help, the only thing that can turn it around in the midnight hour is the Lord. Not $15,000 on a lawyer fee. Not those little hour visits. Not holding you in her house, hiding you from the system. She know prayer change all things. Father God, I pray over Nicole right now, Lord. I pray that you just keep on blessing her and keep on using her as a tool for that family. She has done good in your sight, Lord. She has done good in your sight, Lord. How wonderful is it that she put herself and everything else to the back burner to come and bring her family to you, Lord. And I know you won't work it out. I know you already had a plan before she even called into the show. Because she could have did anything else. She could have been anywhere else right now, but she here right now getting her spiritual feeding, Lord. And I know you gonna honor. You already have honored her for that. Bring her peace, Lord. Bring her peace in her heart. No matter what her situation is, Lord, cover her finances, cover her home, cover her kids, cover her heart. Because she worried, Lord, but she know that prayer changes things. Just look over her life. Look over all our life, Lord, and see where he has brought you from. Prayer changes. Prayer changes things, Lord. Father God, we're going to keep on praying for this family. I made it my business. To make it my business to pray over this family, Lord. Nicole, what's your family last name?
Age.
Age, A-G-E?
Mm-hmm. I mean, Age, Lewis, Butler. Can you just do all three of them? Hubs.
Come on, Age, Lewis, Butler.
Butler, Hubs. You know, it's just so much going on with everybody, and you want to save everybody. You want to try to help everybody. Like, you know, when they're going through it, you want to solve the problem for you, but we not God and we can't do it. And, you know, you could tell somebody, like, don't worry, leave it to God. And, like, they might reply, it's easier said than done, you know, because it's kind of hard to not stress, like you said.
So do it. It is easier said than done, but do it. You got to do it.
Right,
you got to
right.
do it. You got to give it over to him. You got to do it. You got to get some willpower. You got to put some armor on. How you going to fight that war if you don't put no armor on? You ain't going to go to a gunfight with a knife. I'm telling
right.
you. And it's all right. It's good. I'm so thankful that you called in. Do you know what you have done for me today? Do you know how you have moved my spirit today? Do you know how much encouragement and how much armor you gave me on the day to pray for my family? Because
mm-hmm.
I got some fools and some new niggas in my family, Nicole. I do. I do. And I pray of them, but they keep on bumping their head against the devil's wall. And the only thing that I can do is pray for them. I'm not Jesus Jr. I'm not the Messiah. I'm Ebony mm-hmm. B. I'm Diva Mary Kay. I'm not the Messiah. I can't change a situation, but I can change it with prayer. Because when they finish hitting that wall and when they got a big enough knot on their head and they seeing what the Lord has done for you, because you already taken the first step, you got to let your light be an example. Just be an example. Keep following the Lord. Keep praising God. Keep getting up before it. Wake up maybe like 30 minutes early and smile because you woke up and say, you know what, God, thank you for waking me up this morning. Get your pray on. Pray over you to have the strength to pray for them because you need strength. You need to be able to cover yourself. We all got Bibles in our house. Every family has a Bible somewhere in their house. And I encourage you on a day, if you don't have a personal Bible, go to Barnes & Noble and get you one. Spend some time there in Barnes & Noble, get you a little latte or whatever, and scan through the books and find you a Bible that you can go by every day. I'm not saying you're going to be perfect at it, whatever the case may be. I don't know your situation, but put a reminder on your phone. Feed myself with the word. Feed my spirit. Because if your spirit ain't strong, y'all are going to die off. And that's real talk right there. You have done, you're doing such a good job, man. You called in and prayed over your family. You could have pointed your finger at them and three fingers would have been pointed. You could have condemned them because they being unnecessary right now. And we talking about friendship on the day. Friends will get you into some trouble.
Right,
friends
right.
will tear you down. You got to
right.
examine your friends. Who your friends
right.
now that your back is up against the legal system? Who your friends now when the homies got a bounty out on your head to kill you? They
right.
coming to
right.
kill you. They searching for you. Where your friends, ain't those the same people that started off as your friends and your homies now they want to kill you? Where
right.
they do that at?
Yeah, and it's like
now
right now, it seems like the world, everybody in this world is about self, what they can get, and how far mm-hmm. they can get with it. And if it's not none of that, they don't care about nobody else. You know, they're heartless, and it's sad. It's just
mm-hmm.
it's just sad.
But now it's the time to surrender. Now it's time to surrender. Because God came and flushed the world. It wasn't it crazy that God had to come and flush the world? He couldn't even pick up a few people and flick them off. He had to come and flush the whole world away because there was so many people that was wicked, that was out for themselves, that it's not about sharing and not about staying committed to the community. But we, as men and women of God, we have to keep the word in us, and we can protect ourselves. We know now that a real friend is going to stay close to you like a brother. A real friend is going to upgrade you and bring to the relationship some spiritual feeding. We know what to look out for. It's in the and it's crazy because when I was back in the world or whatever, I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I'm blessed. But these things I didn't realize. I didn't realize I had friends using me. I didn't realize that I was working two jobs to support my friends and my habits. Ain't going nowhere. Ain't doing nothing productive. I didn't realize what a real friend is. I never really had my father in my life. My mother died when I was 17, so it's a lot that I didn't know. Right now, we in the world, we getting on-the-job training. Sometimes it takes for you to get burned so you can know what not to do now. You got to take a wrong turn, get a ticket so you won't go back down that street no more. You're going down a wrong way. You're going in one direction and your so-called friends is going in the other direction. And it got to take up to us to be able to realize that. If we don't realize that, we're going to kill ourselves. And we don't realize the people that's out here is not doing nothing. If they ain't stepping their game up and doing anything from the community, why you want to rock with them anyway?
Cool.
Because they say they move in packs. Because they got a nice car. They got rims on their car. They ears shine and their feet stay clean. Hair stay whipped and dipped. But they still live in their mama house. Or they even living off a man or a woman in the projects that don't know no better because they getting low income and they only supplying their little materialistic needs. Oh, he bought me a flat screen, girl. Oh, she just paid my car insurance, yo. She got the car in my name for her. That's my B. That's my chick. But you still live in the projects. You take the roaches out the house into the Escalade with the rims on it. Are you serious? It's still kids dying around you. It's still mothers that strung out on drugs feeding these baby crack every day. She walking up to your Escalade copping from you and you killing a baby. You killing God's people. You killing your community. You would sell to your own mama, won't you? You killing your community. I'm talking to you. You want to know why? Because God gave me a palate and he gave me a voice to say it on today. That whole hustle thing was really never my thing because I listened to the word hustle. Hustle actually means something part-time. It doesn't mean it's stable. And you can come and tell me, oh, I'm a career man. Don't tell me you're a hustler. Don't tell me you're a pharmaceutical. Spell it. All these, yo, I get so many people saying like, oh, I'm a pharmaceutical. I'm a hood pharmacist. Spell pharmacist for me. I bet you they can't do it. I bet you they can't do it. It ain't to tear them down, but it's to give them insight and for them to realize what they doing to their self, their community, and the next generation coming. We need to be alive, y'all, for our youth. Because if we don't, then ain't nothing going to change, man. Just think about the kids that's in your house right now. And we got to think about the things that we accept as women and men in these relationships. Evaluate your partner. Evaluate them according to the word of God. And again, you know, we all online or whatever the case may be. Follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/DivaMaryKay. I'm definitely going to put these scriptures up so y'all can evaluate y'all friends, so y'all can evaluate y'all mates, and for y'all to evaluate yourselves. I had to get honest with myself. If it's so much trouble and trial and tribulations going on in your life right now, do yourself a favor. I had to do myself a favor, Miss Nicole. I was reading my woman's Bible. It said, get a notebook and write down all the things that you have sinned. Write it all down. That was 90 days ago I did that. When I was finished writing it all down, and when I say, it said, get honest, like really be honest, because you ain't got to worry about a piece of paper judging you or looking at you like, wow, you did that? Go to the deepest, darkest sinning things that you did, and even the so-called things that you call a light sin, write them down. After I finished writing it down, I had 5 pages front and back of the sins that I had committed over my life. And I repented for each and every one of them. And now to this day, I look at my list now, I got 2 things left. I was able to continue to cross them out. I curse too much. I get mad too easily. I'm too emotional. I forgive too much. I allow the men to sell drugs out of my home. I went against my mother. I went against my father. I cheated on my mate. Start crossing them off. Because before you know it, you looking at these things and you reading them daily, you start, that's conditioning yourself. You're changing. You changing day by day. Every day. There's nothing wrong with getting honest with yourself, because if you don't get honest about your situation, then you ain't going nowhere, man. If you ain't honest that you got an addiction to drugs, pimping, selling your body, drinking, fighting, being mad, cursing, eating too much, shopping too much, lying too much, then you're going to be right where you at. Ain't nothing going to change. And I'm here to tell you that right now, right today. Father God, I pray over the Age family. I pray over the Lewis family. I pray over the Butler family. I pray over the Hub family. I pray for them right now that you give them the wisdom and the insight. Whatever weapons is formed against them shall not prosper, shall not work, but they need that wisdom, Lord. They have to take that first step for their faith to be stronger than they will, Lord. They have to come to you, God, and surrender. Surrender it all to you. Let them know they ain't got to worry about the people in the world or how they going to look or them blowing their phone up or whatever the case may be. Because in a minute, if they ain't rocking with them or doing what they doing, they going to fade away anyway. You came in this world by yourself, and best believe you leaving out by yourself. Wow.
It's you know, they need more people like you. You know, because like, you don't know me from a book or nothing, you know what I'm saying? And just for you to take your time out and pray for my family and those surrounding families and distant families that I have, and even the people that you don't know, you know, that's a blessing in itself. And I really appreciate it. And I am going to follow you on Twitter or whatnot, you know, because I want to keep in touch, because, like I said, we need more people like that. And just like you said, you're not perfect and you've been there, done that. So you're not judging nobody or whatever. You're just trying to tell them how, just like you coming out of it, so you can get to a better place with God, everybody can do it, you know. And that's a really good thing.
Well, no problem. I was so caught up back in the day. You know, it used to be like, if it ain't about Ebony, it ain't about nothing. You know, I had to get to the point that I had to fall. I was worshiping the wrong thing, but now all I want to do is be used as a tool for God. And the crazy thing about it, a lot of people don't understand, like, the troubles that we have, they all similar. They all similar. We going through the same. The devil ain't doing nothing but taking one situation. He taking the same gimmick and just going to the next family, and we keep falling. But we know prayer changes, man. R. Kelly made a song called Prayer Changes. And we know, girl, we know R. Kelly, they've been through some things. You know, and it's a constant fight to worship God, man. It's a constant fight, and it shouldn't. Why is it such a fight to worship God and give yourself to him when all he want to do is for you to have a prosperous life? That's because of our lustful wants, our lustful desires, the things that we want to do. It's crazy because when I was in church yesterday and at the end they tell you to come to the altar and pray, and I was praying. When I got up from the pulpit, when I got up and walked back to my seat, I was kind of dizzy. I was high. I know what that feeling felt like before, but it was a good high this time. It was a high with God, but prayer definitely changes. You now tune in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. You're getting your spiritual feed, and God is so good because he extended it all the way to another hour. Let's get into this music. This is R. Kelly. This is Prayer Changes. Family, gather around because y'all need to hear this.
Somebody just look back over your life. See where he brought you from. How many of you know prayer changes? I heard that prayer changes. I believe that prayer changes. I know that prayer changes things. Prayer changes. I heard that prayer changes. I believe that prayer changes. I know that prayer changes things. Now I was in a real bad abusive relationship, knowing that there was no way for me to live. Young girl like me, raised up in a good family, way too young to endure such misery. And every night I cry myself to sleep from all the pain. And the more I pray for sunny days, it seems to rain.
He hit me
at any given time,
he hit me
for no reason at all.
He hit me
so hard.
He hit me.
My God, sometimes I fall. Mama asks what happened to me. And I take up for him. She said the devil's a liar. Pray God get rid of him. And now I'm going to school. Hitting those books, I'm doing fine. He's out my life, I'm not confused. Got peace of mind. Man, I tell you,
prayer changed.
It changed.
Prayer changed.
Oh, it changed.
Prayer changed.
I'm a witness.
Prayer changed.
And I know.
Prayer changed.
It changed.
Prayer changed.
It changed.
Prayer changed.
I'm a living witness.
Prayer changes things.
I was a freshman in college, and I had just made it on the basketball team.
Yeah.
I had all the skills it took to make it, but on my grades I was getting nothing but all D's.
Whoa.
And the coach came to me and had a talk with me about my career. Said if you don't get your grades up, I'm gonna have to sit you down this year. Man, as tough as I was, I'd break down and cry. Everybody knows me, knows that basketball is my life.
Algebra.
I studied hard.
Chemistry.
I gave my all.
Calculus.
Oh my God.
English.
So many flaws. Playing ball didn't look too good for me.
Yeah.
My future could not see.
Ooh.
I had lost all my beliefs.
Uh-huh.
And gave up on all my dreams.
Ooh, yeah.
Then I went to church on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And the pastor began to preach.
Yeah.
It was like he was talking to me.
Oh,
when he said I can do all things.
Ooh.
In Christ is strength and
faith.
And for me that was enough.
Oh.
Now I went from a D all the way to an A plus. I tell you,
prayer changes
things.
Prayer changes.
Prayer
changes.
It changes things.
Prayer changes.
Yeah.
Things.
Whoa.
Prayer changes.
Then
prayer changes
things.
Prayer changes.
I'm a living with
prayer this. Prayer changes things.
Me and my wife,
yeah,
had a few problems. We thought that nothing could solve it. Listen to family members,
oh,
and so-called friends. Man, I tell you, that's just how the devil creeps in.
Oh, yes, it is.
We would separate at least for a month or two. She was wilding in the clubs, and I was out there doing wrong too. And we would walk around the house, putting each other down. I mean, right in front of the kids, we would curse each other out. Then I was in a bad accident, and I almost lost my life. And guess who was there for me? My wife. Now ain't it funny how he makes a way when we said there was no way. I'm out the hospital and back at home, planning another wedding day. I tell you,
prayer change,
it changed.
Prayer change,
prayer change,
prayer change,
prayer change,
prayer change.
Things I'm doing is it
prayer change,
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 prayer
change,
change,
prayer change.
Now all of these things were happening in one family, but that's okay, cause there's nothing God can achieve. I don't care what the problem in your life may be, cause who the Son sets free is free indeed. And if you didn't know, now you shouldn't know. All you gotta do is take this family's life for example. Now mom and dad are married again, four kids now cause they just had twins. Little sister all grown up now, she's a lawyer married with one child now. 2 years big brother's out of college, man, he's got his hands full. Blessed with skills, blessed with knowledge. Now he's playing for the Chicago Bulls. Mama, when the
prayer
changes, yeah.
Prayer
change,
prayer
change,
prayer change.
Oh, when it looks like
prayer change,
you can't make
prayer
it
change.
All. I know that prayer,
prayer change,
change, things,
prayer change, prayer change.
In the middle of this
prayer
world,
change.
Prayer will
prayer change,
cause it changes.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. And you are now tuned in live to Diva Spot ENT. And we are getting our spiritual feeding on. Oh, my God. Wada. It's like.
This is such a blessing.
Wada,
for
like.
Monday. We don't took them to
wow.
church.
Wow. I done took them to church. And you would think, and when I was just listening to prayer changes and how it has moved me and how my skin is bubbling right now. You know, I'm nowhere near ordained at all. But I'm just so thankful. I'm so emotional right now. I can believe it that God always moved, but we didn't extend it the show. We didn't extend it the show. That lady calling in and Mitch calling in. Like, that lady asked me to pray over her family. That's powerful.
That's a blessing.
That's a
blessing. Whenever there's two or more gathering in the name of the Father, you know, he always in the middle of that presence.
I'm over here trembling right now just with the joy of the Lord and what he just worked on me and had me to do for him,
mm-hmm.
for the family. It wasn't me. You
was
talking about a person. It was him.
Oh,
you
know.
Talk about a person that never knew how to pray. I just prayed over somebody else's family. I'm always praying for people. Don't get me wrong. But I pray over that family, but how I was so caught up and letting God use me. I just kept saying in my mind, talking at the same time, God, you do it. God, you do it. God, you do it. God, you say it. God, you preach it. God, you use me. God, you use me.
Amen. Hey, to the man. And you know what? You did a great job. The caller that called in and you prayed over her family. Mm-hmm. Shout out to her to call in for that. And huge blessings for us. She's going to be in my prayers as well. Huge blessings to everyone that tuned in today, even through the extended hours. You did such a great job for Monday. This is terrific.
Yeah, it was a great job, a great turnout for a Monday, you know, waking up with people on the West Coast at 9 p.m., having lunch with people on the East Coast at 12, and everybody in between. I'm just thankful for everybody that's listening right now, all the people that's calling in, all the people online that stuck with me through the show. You may not want to have, you know, came on and talked, but I still see you. I see you, and I'm thankful for you. And I'm thankful to be used as a tool. It's so wonderful when you can go from being in the dark hole to coming out in a marvelous light, man.
Yeah.
You
and
just.
I want to add. Have faith. The faith is believing in the unseen. Don't have visual faith. Have the faith that's not in front of you, because too many times we have the faith, the visual faith. Check this out, sis. We believe in a doctor that would tell us to go in the hospital, drop my pants, and bend over. And I don't know this man from a day in the dirt, but if he tells me to bend over and drop my pants, he need to check me, I'm going to do it. If he tell us to change our diet, if you don't change your diet, you're going to die. We don't know this man from a day in the world, but if a doctor tells us to do it, guess what we do? We do it. We do it. But we can't take this time out to appreciate the Lord, who says all you have to do is have faith as small as a mustard seed, and I'll do for you plentiful. There is no amount that I wouldn't do for you as long as you believe in the Son and believe that the Son is the key to the Father and walk for Him. But if a doctor tells us to change our diet, we'll do it. Change our, that's what I'm going to say. Change your diet spiritually. Change your diet. Change your diet. Walk with the Lord. Let that be your best friend. And watch the amazing things He do for you.
Watch the amazing things that He do for you. He has done so much. You're talking about a person that God has brought from a shelter, getting, you know, having plenty of eviction notices back in the day, but a shelter to this being a tool for somebody else. It's to pray over a family and somebody call in and say, can you pray for me? I'm nowhere near ordained. Nowhere near ordained to do this, but it was so good and so refreshing to pray over somebody else besides myself. That's a real friend. I don't need to know her personally. I don't need to know her family. But I want what's best for her and her family. I put myself to the side. Put yourself to the side, y'all. And a lot of us are getting ran over and ran down from these people with these demonic spirits. That's because you ain't evaluate them. That's because if somebody, and it was just somebody on Twitter, I hope I can find it, but he was saying, you know, anybody that tell you that they love you and trust me, don't trust them. If somebody keep telling you, look, trust me, I care for you, I love you, I'm here to ride with you, you can't trust nothing that they saying unless you done took them and evaluated them through these scriptures. Again, after the show, we got about 12 minutes left, but after the show, I'm going to put all the scriptures up, and I'm going to keep retweeting it. The squad is crazy. My squad is crazy. The people I'm rocking with is crazy. So I know these tweets is going to go everywhere. Everybody going to get them. But you can't call somebody a friend, and you can't call yourself a friend until you evaluated yourself. And that's true, and evaluated them. Let's recap what the Bible's and God's definition of a friend is. A friend tells you, or a friend tells you or stays by you, excuse me, to know what a friend is or should be, go to the Bible and see God's definition. God tells us that a friend is one who acts as your intercessor when you are surrounded by trouble. A friend jumps in when you're surrounded by trouble. A friend is always there for you during good times and bad. They don't care if you up, you down, you got a mansion, you got a one-bedroom, you got a studio, if you got a room, they there for you. They don't care if you work at Prudential or if you work at McDonald's. They your friend. A friend will stick close to you like a brother or a sister. A friend going to stay down with you no matter what. Whether you in an abusive relationship, whether you abusing yourself, whether you depressed, whether you with a woman that ain't no good for you, a friend is always going to be there. And a friend will hurt you with the truth, telling you what you need to hear and not what you want to hear. That's what a friend does. I'm going to tell you the truth, and your friend will say, you know what? I'm your friend, I love you, and I'm going to tell you the truth about the situation. You can take it and do what you want to do with it, but I got to let you know what's going on. And a friend will bring out the best in you. If your friend don't bring out the best in you as far as your personality, your talent, putting you on the forefront and say, you know what, this person is talented, they can sing, they can rap, they can craft, they run their business, they're a good person, they bring out the best in you personally and professionally. That's what if your friend brings out the best in you personally and professionally, then you already know what it is. Let's get into some more. A friend is there to help you when you are knocked down by the storms of life. That's real, y'all. When somebody knock me down or hurt me or I fall down on my own, my friend is going to be there to pick me up and say, you know what, Ev? You know what, Ebony? You know what, Diva Mary Kay? It's all right, Mama. Brush them hills off and keep on moving. Brush your shoulder off and keep on moving because this is on-the-job training. It's all right that they hated on you. It's all right that that man hurt you. It's all right that your family went against you. It's all right that your job fired you. It's okay. That ain't the end of the world. You can still get up and keep going. You can still get up and keep going. You definitely got to check out Samuel 1, chapter 20. It epitomized the word friend. It talked about David and Jonathan. I need to see if I'm a David. I need to see if my friend is a Jonathan. I need to know. I'm upgrading myself as I'm telling y'all this word. I'm going to evaluate my friends, my mate, and my family. Co-workers, people I'm rocking with who rocking on the team, people I have on my show. I ain't going to say everybody that come on my show is my friend. Nah. I'm definitely not going to say that. But everybody that come on my show and I get contact with, will I pray for them? Yes, I will. Even if I don't like you, it's some people I don't like. But I pray for them because I know if I'm holding on to some hurt and some baggage, and I want to thank you, God, for moving this in me right now. If somebody has hurt you, lied to you, stole from you, set you up, cheated on you, hurt you, touched you, molested you, raped you, beat you, jumped you, tried to kill you, pray over it where you can get forgiveness in your heart. A lot of people just said, what? What is Diva Mary Kay talking about? Forgive them? Do you know what they did to me? Do you know what they did to my family? You know what they did for my child? But I'm saying this for you to get some forgiveness in your heart. Because guess what? You're going to be walking around with all that garbage and all that stuff on your heart, thinking about them, just praying, God, I can't wait till they get theirs. I can't wait till they downfall come. I can't wait till they downfall come. And it's going to destroy you, waiting on somebody else's karma, and you're going to be getting the karma.
And you know what?
You're going to be getting it. Go ahead.
Learn. It's important for individuals to learn how to forgive. That's key. You can't, if you do not know how to forgive, it's impossible to forgive someone. If you're not a humble individual and you don't humble yourself down, if you do not know what the definition of forgiveness is, you're never going to forgive anyone. It's impossible to. You're just fooling and tricking yourself. You're going to always revert back to your old ways or to your surprising ways. You have to learn how to forgive.
You're going to miss out on your blessing and you ain't going to get the victory. You're going to miss out on your blessing because you're so busy waking up, worrying about them. Oh, this person, you wake up. Oh, this person, they cheating on me, lied to me, they hurt me. You go to sleep. This person, they cheating on me, lied to me, they hurt me. Let it go. let it go. You got to learn to forgive. And I'm not going to say that it's going to happen overnight, because it ain't. Because it didn't happen overnight for me. I still got a little mad milk in the inside, but I pray to God that he remove that mad milk, man.
And
I pray that he does.
That's good. I wish people would do that. Just pray for yourself. Before you can pray for somebody else, pray for yourself.
Pray for you that you'll get over that mess, because you'll wake up taking it around, and guess what? That bitter, evil, antisocial, hermit person that you done became, you turning your kids into it. We don't need that. We don't need that. We don't need kids. You know, you done locked yourself away. You used to go to the park with your kids. You used to take your kids out. You used to read with them. Y'all used to cook together. Y'all used to do stuff together. You used to go and visit the family. You know, if it was a family member that's talking bad about you or whatever the case may be, understand that they want something that you got. Or maybe you doing something, you giving them the ammo to talk about you. Maybe you doing something that you ain't got no business, and you like, well, I'm going to stay away from them because it's the truth. They're going to hurt you with the truth. Why, Dad, I have to thank you for just coming in on the show with me and witnessing with me today. It has been a blessing that you took your time out to come on with me and worship God with me.
Oh, anything in the presence of the Lord, that's a given.
Such a blessing.
I dedicate my life to the Lord, so that's nothing. That's easy.
That's definitely what's up. We got about 4 minutes. I'm about to say a prayer over the show before I get out of here with some fantastic music. All heads are bowed. All minds are open. All spirits are let free. Lord, I thank you for letting me know what a friend really is, Lord. Father God, give me the wisdom and the discernment to know a friend from a foe, Lord. Father God, if I have defined someone as a friend who doesn't meet your definition, reveal it to me, Lord. Father God, if I have befriended someone who will eventually bring trouble my way, God, I ask that you intercede right now. I ask that you come in between us right now on my behalf and remove what it is not of you, Lord. Father God, I thank you for being a blessing of friendship. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Oh, man. I'm caught
thank
up with words
happy.
Right now, because I'm so happy. I'm happy glad. Who know what happy glad is, man? You know what happy glad is when you go to church. I'm happy glad. It's something yes, that's right. It's something about the name Jesus. It's just something about it that's just deep down in my soul. All
yes.
them years, I never would have made it, man. I never would have made it without him. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You just got your 2 hours of spiritual feeding. Be blessed on the day. Take the time out to bless somebody else. Stop a person that you don't know. And when you're walking down the street, stop them and say, you know what? I just wanted to stop you and say, God told me God bless you and that you gonna make it. Y'all stay focused for God first, family second, and career third, because you're never going to make it without them.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger. I'm wiser. I'm better.